Today is Sunday, the 10th of May, 2026. Our prayer team this morning is Minister Gatewood and Sarah. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sarah.
Good morning, everyone. Our scripture this morning for the minute with the Master is taken from the book of Hebrews, the 6th chapter, and the 19th verse. And I'm reading actually from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. And it reads, "We have this hope as an anchor for our lives, safe and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain." What keeps you steady when things get tough? Where do you turn when life isn't going like you planned? What keeps you going when you feel like you can't make it anymore? The thing that keeps you going when all else seems lost is hope. Hope keeps us going when we feel we can't make it anymore. Hope keeps us moving forward towards our dreams and calling when we don't feel like it. Hope is what keeps us steady. The good news is that as Christians, our hope is in Jesus. If our hope is in Jesus, we know that it can't be shaken. No matter how tough what you're facing might seem, you can take comfort in the fact that your hope is secure. The anchor is attached to the inner sanctuary, the heavenly holy of holies, where Jesus has already entered on behalf of believers. This means our security is already in heaven, safe from earthly disruption. So continue to hope in Jesus because he has your back. So our truth for today is don't lose your hope. Hope keeps you going when you feel like you can't make it. Keep your hope in Jesus. Our prayer petitions for today are as follow. For the 10-year-old girl that is missing in South Florida, we pray for her to be found safe and sound. We also pray for her father and the entire family to be strengthened. For mothers and mother figures, we ask God to bless your day in abundance and give you the desires of your heart. For all of those who are in nursing homes, we continue to pray for God to protect them from any harm, that the caregivers embrace their jobs as a calling directly from Christ, and that the residents be cared for with dignity, respect, and a spirit of excellence. Those looking for work, we ask the Lord to open doors of employment and provide jobs that pay good wages and offer benefits. For individual and mass shooting victims, we continue to pray for gun violence to cease, for safety to rule, and for peace to prevail across the land. We ask the Lord to comfort those families who have lost loved ones and heal those who were wounded. We ask the Lord to cover us and our families with his protective hand as we go in, out, and come in. For those preaching and teaching today, we pray for God's word to be spoken with truth and power and for it to minister to the individual needs of all those in attendance at church services all over this nation. We also pray for his word to prick the hearts of the unsaved and lead them to receive Christ. For those serving at church today, we pray you are empowered to serve with excellence and for your words and actions to reflect the love and grace of Christ. For everyone on the call this morning, we pray God increases your spiritual discernment and boosts your inner strength. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice for and an end to the racial disparity and for wisdom and compassion for the president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and guide our children. Happy Mother's Day to everyone, and have a blessed Sunday.
Father God in heaven, our most great Lord and wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, we come today to say thank you for another day, God, that you have allowed us to live in. Brand new mercy, God, that you have given us all. Allowing our golden moments to last a little while longer. Allowed us to wake up and to get up. And here we are. We're calling on your name. Your name is the only name that we know that heals the sick. Your name is the only name we know that mends the broken heart. Your name is the only name we know that can wipe away the tears. Your name is the only name we know that give us that reassurance that everything is going to be all right. The child that is missing in Florida, everything is going to be all right. I pray safety in the name of Jesus. God is able to do the impossible. God is able. Keep the faith. Tell self it's going to be all right. Through the storms, through the rain, you got to tell self everything is going to be all right. I'm going to keep the faith. I'm not going to fall. I'm not going to bend. I'm going to stand on the word of God. You got to tell self everything is going to be all right. Just point to yourself and just tell it's going to be all right. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy going to come in the morning. I come to tell you it's going to be all right. I trust God. There's no doubt in my mind today that God, he can do it. I know he can. Don't let your faith weary. Despite of the situation, you still got to trust God. There's no other way except God's way. I trust God. I've been there. With my health, I've been there. But all by the grace of God today, he showed favor. And just like he did it for me, he'll do it for you. I trust God. I'm a living testimony that God can do it. You are a living testimony that God can do it. He showed up right in the nick of time. I come to tell you, he'll show up. He'll make it better. He'll take the hurt out of the hurt, the pain out of the pain. I come to tell you, he'll make it better. He opened doors, poured out blessings. I come today to tell you, he'll make it better. I trust God. No other way except God's way. Don't look back at the past. Don't look back. Look what happened to Lot's wife when she looked back. Don't look back. You press toward the mark of a high calling. Don't look back. You trust God. Don't live in the past. Let the past go. Don't look back. You keep going forward. And you go forward in the name of Jesus. I come to tell you, God can do it. I trust God. The And God, I thank you for every word, God. I thank you. Just to know him, believers. Just to be saved. Just to know him in the pardon of your sins. Just to have a relationship with God. It's a blessing. Your life will never be the same. It's a blessing. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. And to the motherless, I'm a living witness today that God can be a mother for the mother, for the motherless. God can do it. He's a nurturer. He can do it. So you live every day just trusting in God, just believing, just knowing that he is able to do anything. He's the Most High God. Don't have no doubt in your mind today. God can do it. And God, I pray for every prayer request. God, you already know, God. Have your way, God. Do your will. Thank you, God, for Sunday morning, allowing us to join together with the other believers. Thank you, God. Praise him. Praise God. Every day, all day, praise God. In troubled times, praise God. In your happy times, praise God. Because he's worthy to be praised. I thank you, God. And God, I pray for everyone on this call, Lord, today. Today is a good day just to have a good day. He can wipe away the tears. God is good. See, when I start thinking, God is good. Love yourself. Hug yourself every day and say, I love me for me. Don't invite yourself to chaos, no drama. I come to tell you, you got to walk away. You got to look away. The devil desires to kill us. We must live. God said it. I believe it. Love everybody. Forgive everybody. Let it go. Let it go. And God, I continue to pray for this blessed ministry. Father God, you have been good to us, allowing us to join together every day. Father God, you have been good to us. And God, I ask that thou will continue, God, to use us. Continue, God, to mold us. Continue, God, to shape us. Continue, God, to bless us. And then, God, take us higher. Take us higher, O God, in you. We're not going to look for glory under no praises, because it all belongs to God Almighty in heaven. And it's in Jesus' name today I do pray. Amen. And amen today I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank God, and thank you, Minister Gatewood. We pray for the Lord to watch over you as you go out and come in today. We will meet again tomorrow at the same time. This ends our time together on this Sunday morning. Goodbye.